program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And my co-host, the lovely and talented Elisa Profuma. I wish you guys could see what she's wearing in the studio today. If I sound dumbfounded throughout the show, it's because I'm ogling her. Okay. Hi, Elisa.
Oh, it's just one of those new crochet tops that are in style right now.
I know. And thank God that crochet tops are coming back. That's all I can say.
You're funny.
Anyway, how you doing, Elisa?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Today feels like a really good day. It started off really well on the internet, didn't it? Facebook. I posted something yesterday.
I saw that about soy.
Look, I like to think that a lot of the listeners are my friends. We communicate a lot. So sometimes I'll say my friend Alex Wapretsky posted a comment that he overheard in the sauna the other day at the gym with these two women talking about soy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I it was more of a tongue-in-cheek thing. I said, people who eat soy are really like taking advantage of the Darwinian mechanism because they're going to have fewer offspring, they're going to die sooner, and they're going to leave more room for us, more muscular, smarter people.
Uh-huh.
And it was really an extreme statement of how I really feel. Everybody knows I hate soy. I think it's terrible, but there are occasions where I get caught eating something that has some soy in it.
But that's your opinion, too. That's
right.
That's for you.
Right.
That's how you feel.
So this fellow who I actually invited on the show one time, Lyle McDonald, and the only reason why I invited him is because Vince Andrich told me that he likes Lyle's writings, and I like Vince, and I think Vince has a good opinion. So I said, well, I'm going to invite Lyle to come on the show. I invited him, just like the mysterious Ray Pete, never replied to my request to come on the show. Not even a no thank you, just ignored it, which is fine. Maybe he's really busy. He's writing. He's, doing all. It's okay. No big deal. But out of nowhere, Lyle McDonald jumps into that thread and refers to the Asians who eat soy, and clearly they're reproducing fine. And then he puts, oh, wait, ... you're an idiot, right?
Because you stated your opinion.
Right, right. So naturally, I took a step back and I said, well, Asians eat a different type of soy. They eat a lot more fermented soy, and they consume far less of the phytoestrogens that we get here in the United States. And then this thing just busted out. I mean, there's like 60 responses on there.
And 65,
now.
I think.
Oh, my God. And, and I love Stepan. I love Stepan Stosny for a couple of reasons. I don't agree with everything he says, but Stepan is one of those people who provokes you.
Well, and he's very smart,
yeah,
let's face it.
Yeah, yeah. And when you look at his pictures, you can't deny that he's doing something right.
Right.
Right? So I made a reference to the fact that for the first time I took a look at some of Lyle McDonald's photos and I thought, wait a minute, this guy is supposed to be like a nutritional guru. His shoulders look like he left his hanger in his shirt. I mean, he has no muscle whatsoever. And quite frankly, he's kind of pasty looking, and I would probably classify him as weak looking.
Didn't someone on Facebook also say that there was a photo of him drinking a Diet Coke?
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. So, and people are going on and saying, this guy Lyle is really great. He only writes evidence-based stuff. He doesn't use his ego and his opinion, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm saying, well, where is he getting his soy research from that his opinion of soy is so strong, so pro, that he would attack me like that? And then some people said, well, that's the way he is. He's rude to people on the internet. And I guess he feels that he has license to be rude because he's a quote unquote genius.
Well, so then why doesn't he come on the air
and talk about his genius? That's what I'm saying.
Genius.
You know what? And you know what? Since clearly I am just a host, I don't promote myself as an expert in anything. I get to interview very intelligent people, and some things rub off and some things don't, obviously. But since he is of this genius caliber and he's written several books, I haven't even talked to Dr. Scott Connolly about this, keep in mind. But I feel very, very confident that if I call Dr. Connolly and say, look, here's a guy who's pro-soy And Dr. Connolly feels a lot the way I do about soy. I would love to invite Lyle McDonald to come on Superhuman Radio. I will treat him with the utmost of respect, as I do with every guest whose opinion I don't agree with. And I will let him debate Dr. Scott Connolly on the soy subject. And if he, and you know, interestingly enough, we just did a show yesterday about research, and Sean Casey and Professor Dr. Andro both made a statement saying that, you know, if you're a scientist and you write something, you should be prepared to defend it. So I say, come on the show, Lyle McDonald, debate Dr. Connolly, and at the end of the show, we'll let the listeners decide who they believe and who they feel presented their argument better and defended their position better.
Does Lyle listen to the show?
I doubt it. I have to be honest. Lyle strikes me as a snooty kind of I know more about everything than you kind of guy.
But you don't know him, right?
No. Okay. I'm just saying. Well, just from that comment to just jump on and you're an idiot
and attack
and, you. And that and that's fine. I got thick skin. I have no problem with that. But I also have to say that if you present yourself as a nutritional guru who works with people and helps them in performance, you should be able to apply some of those rules yourself.
Right.
So that's it. That's all. The only time I'm going to give Lyle. The only other thing I'm going to say is you do know that having haters is an important part of being famous.
Oh, I don't think I'm not famous, so that doesn't matter for me.
Can I tell a story real quick about what I told you before about my first hater?
Sure.
When I first started doing the show, I was on the air for about 6 months, and I got an email from a guy who said, I hate your show. You're a pussy.
That's strong.
Yeah, right? Right. And this is like when I first started doing the show, I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do to offend this listener?
Uh-huh.
And he had a link to his website, and his name was Swole Cat. And he was this Latino guy from L.A. who had, like, all the gang tattoos on his neck and everything. Wore his baseball cap sideways, had the real thug look, but he was supposed to be like a personal trainer to the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And my good friend Anthony Roberts told me, oh, yeah, that Swole Cat, you know, just don't pay attention to him. And I said, Anthony, but the guy really insulted me. Like, I don't know what I should do. He goes, Carl, he goes, it's a sign that you're becoming famous when you have people hating you. So I wrote a blog post. It's official. I'm famous. I have my first hater. And it was Swole Cat. Lo and behold, a few years ago, I think it was, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, Anthony was telling me, hey, did you hear who died? I said, no, who? He said, Swole Cat. I said, you're joking. I didn't know that.
That's too bad.
I know. So, but I mean, he was my first hater.
That's interesting.
He made me famous. Anyway, so there you go. So keep hating. It just means I'm doing something right, I guess.
I guess so.
Anyway, so what do you want to talk about?
Well, my blog post, speaking of blog posts, I blogged the ginger ale
recipe,
and I just saw on Facebook that Johan bought some ginger. He's going to make the ginger ale.
It is the best.
It's so refreshing for in the summertime. Because I drink tea and I drink water, and that's about, or a little bit of wine sometimes, but yeah. It gives you a good alternative.
It's refreshing, it's spicy, and for those of us who are reminiscent of drinking soda, having that bubbly, carbonated something other than just water all the time,
mm-hmm.
It's very satisfying, very, very satisfying.
It is. And speaking of green tea, did you see what Dr. Andro posted about green tea today?
No, I didn't. I was so tied up reading the 65 posts that I inflamed Lyle McDonald about. So.
The compounds found in green tea have a powerful ability to increase the number of regulatory cells. You're drinking green tea right now,
mm-hmm.
too. They increase the number of regulatory T cells.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with T cells?
Yeah. They are the soldiers of the immune system, T cells.
And
when they overreact, that's when we have autoimmune diseases. They start attacking good things instead of bad things.
Right. And since autoimmune diseases run in my family, I'm certainly glad I drink a lot of green tea.
No, that's it. You do. I mean, you drink a few cups of green tea a day.
I do.
Yeah. And also, there was something else interesting this morning that we watched. What were we watching that we wanted to talk about?
Well, it was on in the background. One of the morning shows, I forget which one. It might have been the Today Show, but they were talking about that new TV show on the TLC channel about people who are addicted to foods, but they're freaky foods. And I forget the name of the show. It airs this Sunday night as on the TLC channel.
Right.
But the woman was addicted to cornstarch.
Yes, cornstarch. She ate like 13 boxes of cornstarch a day. And I mean, literally, just cornstarch. It's not like she adds it to her. She literally shovels cornstarch in her mouth with a big spoon all day long.
Well, she would hide. She'd put it in plastic bags and hide it around her house and in her car, and because she didn't want her husband to know that she was eating cornstarch. And she has the disease PICA, P-I-C-A.
Right.
Which, I guess she's,
It's a neurosis. If people kind of eat, they'll eat anything like paper or
dirt. She's, poop. They said she ate dirt as a child because she had a zinc deficiency.
Right. Right.
So, and then there was also a woman who was, addicted to all she would eat was potatoes and cheese.
8,000 calories a day she consumes of nothing but potatoes and cheese. Did you see when she tried to eat a Brussels sprout?
She almost vomited.
She started gagging. They had one Brussels sprout on a plate. They cut it in half. She took the half with a fork, put it in her mouth, and this was no act. Her eyes welled up with tears. She started gagging, and she was like that involuntary urge to vomit. She had to step off the camera.
It's crazy. I mean, I really want to watch the show just to see. Because I think it's called Freaky Eaters or something like that.
Yeah.
But all she would eat all day was potatoes and cheese.
Ooh, man. Disgusting.
And I think I saw an interview afterward that they've got her eating one salad a day now, which is good.
And needless to say, both of these people, the one eating cornstarch, the one eating potatoes, took the word morbidly obese to a whole new level. They had to be like 400 pounds plus.
They did.
I mean, mm-hmm. Both of these poor women. I mean, it's sad.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. It's like, wow, what the hell?
It's because, you know, there's some psychological issues.
Yes, this is not the traditional, you know, you have to change the way you eat kind of a thing. These people have these are neuroses and psychoses type issues. So. Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say thanks to Dr. Andro for posting that study on the green tea. And I also wanted to say I think that he had a loss this week, and my heart goes out to you, Dr. Andro.
Yeah, you know, we've become very close with Dr. Andro. In fact, we're hoping that he's going to come visit us in the U.S. when he has time for holiday again, and maybe we'll actually get him in the studio to do a couple shows live. But I feel...
Me?
Not me. No, you and him. Oh, you guys are planning it already. You're acting like as though it's a joke. I already know you're planning it. I'm going to go fishing that weekend, and they're going to do the shows. But I have a very, very grand fondness for him, especially since in one of the emails not too long ago, in the pictures that you and I posted when we went to the Oaks Derby Festival.
Oh, yeah.
He said that I look like his dad.
That's
interesting. And that was like, wow, I wonder what, and then I start thinking, I wonder what he looks like. I wonder, you know, because I have this image of Dr. Andro, but he may not look anything like I think he looks.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he has to maintain a low profile on the internet because he is a physicist at a very, very high level university. And he doesn't want them to know that he has this desire to do more in the way of building muscle. So I respect that. And we keep him anonymous. But nonetheless, I feel very close to him. You know?
Me too.
And so we feel bad about your loss. I would discuss more of it with your permission. If you want to come on the show and talk about it sometime, that's fine. But needless to say, those of you out there who are friends with him, he has suffered a loss, someone very close to him, and he's a very private person. He probably won't let you know this himself. So if you're mad at me, Dr. Andro, you can give me a good tongue lashing on Facebook. You and Lyle McDonald can join forces and jump on me.
Well, anyway. I'm looking forward to the listeners coming up.
Great show today. We're going to have, actually, we have a few latecomers that finally confirmed that they're going to be on the show. So it's more than we said. The show's going to be about an hour and a half long. We're going to take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to start off with our first guest, which is going to be
Tom Miller.
Tom Miller. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Today is Fan Appreciation Day. We're going to hear from you superhumans today and how you got there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
I just wanted to say thanks to Nick Guggs. He did post that it is Freaky Eaters, the name of that new show that's coming on Sunday.
Nick has his finger on the pulse of everything, right?
He does.
Also, he wants me to be the head of the FDA. I couldn't do that, Nick, because I would shut the place down, lock the door, and leave. Tell everybody to go home. We don't need you anymore. Anyway, okay, the first of our Superhuman series, we have Tom Miller on the line. How you doing, Tom?
I'm terrific, Carl.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Alyssa.
Now, I got to tell you, I really like what we're going to be talking about with you, because later in the show, after we're done with you, we're going to have your lovely wife, Kathy Miller, on. And you guys did this as a team, which is wonderful, because most people take these types of journeys by themselves, and it causes lots of conflict in the relationship. But you guys did this as a team, so we're going to talk a little bit about that later on. Give people your back history. Where did you start out when you decided you needed to make changes to your body?
Well, I was in my early 40s, about 5 years ago, and I went through, shall we say, a nasty separation and divorce, and I kept the children, and at that point it kind of hits home that, you know, you're now responsible for these four kids that are looking up at you, and you want to be able to spend as much time as possible, obviously, as you can with them. And it kind of forces home when you're 40, you're 350 pounds, you're tantamount to being diabetic. It's like a 2x4 in the back of the head. And that was my signal to change my life, if not just for me, for my kids.
And that's nice sometimes. Sometimes we don't want to do these things for ourselves. And I say that all the time. If you can't do it for yourself, find somebody that you love and do it for them.
That's right. And I was fortunate enough to meet my now second and beautiful wife sitting next to me. And I'll just throw in there that it's our anniversary on the 11th. And
on June,
when you have that kind of, yes, sir.
That's my birthday. You guys, I'll be celebrating your anniversary and my birthday this June the 11th. How's that sound?
That sounds good. We seem to have a lot in common, Carl.
There
probably
you go.
The most obvious one is, you know, when it comes to our better halves, we're probably both way over our skis.
You got that right, brother.
I have to say the photos on Facebook that Kathy sent me of your before and after are incredible.
Right. Thank you, Alyssa. It's taken some time, and thanks to you guys on Superhuman Radio. I got dragged into the 21st century by a friend of mine, and he told me I had to buy an iPod, so I did, and I listened to about 5 or 6 shows that are, you know, revolve around fitness and nutrition, and you guys were head and shoulders above the rest as far as being informative and entertaining.
Now, what shows were the original ones you listened to? Do they stick in your head, the ones that you kind of thought, wow, this is totally contradictory to the way I believe?
Probably the importance of supplementation was the first ones I started looking at, because, you know, obviously I was dieting at the time, just regular diets, and the supplementation shows that you did, and certainly shows with, like, Brooks Cubics, PJ, and obviously Dave Poltonella, who I listened to. It was on your archives, and that one really hit home. It just made so much sense.
The 6 foods that work.
Yeah, the 6 foods that work.
Yeah. Dave is a good guy, and I mean, not all of us want to be ripped and freaky bodybuilders like him, but, you know, when Dave used to get ready for a competition, he would be eating 8,000 calories a day, and he would be like 2% body fat, and he would basically be eating the 6 foods that work.
And that is, it's incredible. And, you know, I bought that DVD series of his and kind of seen it with my own eyes, and it's amazing to watch.
Yeah. Yeah,
and now, I just followed his basic guidelines. I'm not quite as strict as he is. I do like a little bit of flavor on night days.
Yeah, yeah.
But it seems to work. I went from 355 years ago. I started listening to you. I was at about 245, and now I'm sitting at about 219, 220.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10.5".
Yeah, that's nice. You've got great shoulders, man. Great shoulders.
Thank you. Thank you.
And a nice motorcycle, too.
That was the first thing Carl said. He said, look at their motorcycle.
Yeah, the bad news about this whole journey was I sold that in order to buy the gym equipment.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
You have your priorities.
You know what? Yeah. When you have a great physique, you can bring it in with you. You don't have to say, hey, I got a really nice motorcycle parked outside, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
I listen to a lot of your shows, especially the supplementation, and I started, like obviously multivitamins, vitamin C, B12, you know, magnesium, zinc, and thanks again to one of your shows on testosterone levels. With me being now 47, I got my blood work done, and my total was at 562, and my free was at 10.4, which, as you know, Carl, is kind of towards the low end of normal.
But your doctor said, well, you're normal for a man your age.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
And he said, you don't need to do anything, but when
doctors say that, I want to put my hands around their throat and I want to squeeze, and when they say, I can't breathe, I'm going to say, yeah, but that's the air capacity at your age.
That's right. That's right. But, thanks for that one show on stinging nettle root. I started that about a month ago and obviously added the D3 to it to help it get to the correct receptors, and I'm going to get my blood work done in about 3 months, and I'll let you guys know if that's working or not.
Now, if it's not working, because I crossed this. I actually struggled for a year. I kind of pushed myself into andropause using some drugs when I was powerlifting, and I never bounced back, and I waited a year using clomiphene and using HCG and trying everything that I could to stimulate my natural testosterone production. And I remember obsessing over this idea that, oh my God, I'm going to be on testosterone for the rest of my life. And it's almost the same sensation a woman has when she goes through menopause and realizes, wow, even though I never planned on having children, I can't anymore. And, yeah. and so have you already started thinking, well, if this doesn't work, I'm just going to go on testosterone?
Probably. I would say at this point, I mean, unless I can find a natural alternative, which is, you know, what I endeavor to do, I think, you know, I'm going to try and stay away from doctors as much as I can, but that's just a personal belief.
Yeah.
I think that was the first time I went to one in probably close to 10 years. And thanks to shows like yours and, you know, God bless the internet, you know, I can do a lot of my own research. And at the moment, I think that, you know, I'm going to try this option for a couple of months and get the blood work done again. And if there's anything else out there or anything you guys can suggest, obviously I'll be willing to try it. But natural first.
Well, okay. I mean, you go as far as you can with natural.
What's that?
Go as far as you can with natural. Try. Obviously, it's always best to stimulate before trying to replace.
Right.
But don't abandon, you know, the idea that, okay, HCG isn't natural, but you can get on HCG through a doctor. The real magic is finding. Elisa, in fact, is working on doing a show on how to find a good doctor, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because you know, you should be able to go into your doctor and tell them what you want, as
right.
opposed to them coming to you and saying, no, this is what we want you to do. It's like, no, this is my body. Let me tell you what I want to do.
Yeah, so. And I do agree with that. Doctors, you know, they work for us. We pay them. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Unfortunately, they don't think that.
Yeah. No, I know.
Not always.
I have to ask, Tom, where are you from?
I'm English. I came over here about 15 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So where in England did you grow up?
Oh, no one's ever heard of it, Carl. It's a little place on the East Coast called Skegness. It's a little holiday town. It was a fishing village, but turned into a holiday town.
Wow. Well, we have a lot of listeners in the UK. I have a funny feeling one of our UK listeners right now is bobbing his head up and down going, yeah, I know where that is. So, and actually, Elisa and I desperately want to go to the UK and live for a few months. I'm actually working on a project that I'm hoping is going to give us that opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly want to go back, obviously. My new wife is desperate to get there herself. No, it'd be nice to go back.
It should also be said that you have a very cool ringtone when I dialed your phone. It's the theme song from James Bond. That's very cool.
I'm hanging to my roots.
There you go. You have any questions?
No, I just want to say, Tom, keep up the great work. You look awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I may have a small question for Carl real quick.
Sure.
Along with my blood work, obviously, I got my cholesterol done, and that's in good shape. My glucose is, you know, like 85. But the one thing, again, is the thyroid levels. Going back to the normal range of 0.34 to 5.6, I'm sitting at 1.7.
Are we talking about we're talking about thyroid stimulating hormone right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what about your total and free T3 and your total and free T4?
I just got the doctor would only give me the total at 562 and the free at 10.4.
I'm sorry, he said the total for what?
The total was 562 and the free was 10.4.
Of your thyroid hormone?
Oh, no, that's my testosterone.
Okay,
no,
you're looking at thyroid stimulating hormone by itself, TSH by itself, is a flawed approach. It's akin to trying to determine how fast your car is going by measuring the distance between the floorboard and the gas pedal. Thyroid stimulating hormone is where most doctors stop. You really need a complete thyroid panel in order to observe really what's going on here. You need the TSH, then you need total and free T4 and total and free T3, and even what they call T3 reuptake or reverse T3 to make sure that you don't have any issues there. And then lastly, something called TPO, which is a to talk about, you were talking about T cells before. TPO is a thyroid antibody that if your thyroid is being attacked by your own body, it'll be elevated. So you really need a complete thyroid panel first before you can make any assumptions whatsoever about what to do next. Now, if your TSH is low, but your T3 and T4 are in normal to high ranges, then that just means your thyroid's functioning really efficiently.
Okay.
If you still present with hypothyroidism, circulating thyroid hormone is not the end. In other words, if you had adequate TSH to stimulate enough T4, and there was enough T4 and T3, and T3 being converted in tissue, then you're home free, you're fine, but you also wouldn't have any symptoms. If you continue to present symptoms of hypothyroidism, then you could have an issue in what's known as the selenoenzyme cascade. And this is, as it sounds like, it's a combination of selenium and iodine that and some amino acids that help to convert T4 into T3 in the tissue. So in heart tissue, in liver tissue, in the muscle tissue, and so on, even in the brain. So if you do the whole thyroid hormone and everything looks good, then you have to look at the enzyme cascade. And what I've found works best for enzyme cascade bumping is periodic saunas. Getting your body temperature a degree or two up seems to enhance cascade conversions in the body. Now, if you do a whole thyroid panel and you find out that you're not producing a lot of T3, then we would have to look at, or your physician would have to look at, ways of getting a greater degree of conversion. And once again, that selenoenzyme cascade is what doctors should go to before they start replacing thyroid hormone. The other thing is, are you eating a very ketogenic all the time? Do you ever take off from your diet and just pig out on carbs? Are you, do you ever, because David Wilson found out that that works resetting the body as well.
I would say pigging out might be pushing a little bit. I do throw in the occasional bowl of white rice. I know it's a no-no, but
It's not a no-no. You know, carbohydrates do play a role in your body and in thyroid function too. So I wouldn't say it's a no-no, but it sounds like you're eating a lot of good carbs. You're eating a lot of sweet potatoes, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you're getting adequate carbs, I would imagine. You think you're getting a couple to 300 grams of carbohydrates a day?
I'm probably at the moment. I try and get it to it's like 60% protein, about 30% carbs, and about 10% fats.
Okay, you may want to just shift that to 50, 40, and 10 for a little while, and see if you notice any changes in the way you feel. You need to just push your carbohydrate consumption up just a little bit. There's no doubt about it that the body starts to fight back when we are too restrictive for too long.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to try that, but everything starts with the proper and complete thyroid panel, which is TSH, total and free T3, total and free T4, reverse T3, and TPO, thyroid antibody.
Okay.
And if your doctor won't give you that, go to lef.org and buy it yourself and order it. Just get it there.
I'll ask my new doctor.
There you go. Demand it. Say, I want this. If you don't do it, I'm going to go someplace else.
I sure will.
There you go. You have any other questions for Tom?
No.
So, Tom, we're supposed to hang up and call Kathy, but she's there now, did you say?
Yep, she's standing right next to me.
Well, Richard's before Kathy.
Oh, I'm sorry. On Fridays, I leave my brain home because Elisa does all the work here. We're gonna be calling Kathy a little bit later after we get Richard Russell on the phone. Listen, Tom, I want to thank you first of all for being such a dedicated listener, but more importantly, I want to thank you for having the courage to step out from the barrage of mainstream messages and taking your health into your own hands.
Well, I appreciate that, Carl, and it's pretty much down to you guys. And obviously the support of my lovely wife.
There you go.
Having a group around you that understands why you insist on working out five times a week and cardio three or four times a week, and they don't lose their minds. It's a great help.
Yeah, definitely. Your support system has to be there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Talk to you later.
I appreciate your time, and I look forward to listening to the future shows.
And happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Richard Russell on the line, right?
Yes.
Richard has an interesting story as well. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We're paying homage to our superhuman audience today. We'll be right back.
Why do I always help you carry your boulders? You wonder why I can't.
take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women, too. In fact, VIP is so good, you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often, you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is a good mashup.
I like that.
The folks over at Anabolic Minds are asking me to put more metal into the music, so I am going to be working hard to find mashups with groups like Slipknot and so on. So for those of you out there who want us to press a little harder on the metal gas pedal, I will work for your requests. Okay. And of course, we want to thank Anabolic Minds for hosting the Superhuman Radio website.
That's awesome.
Forum over there. Yeah. Great guys to work with. Man, I always knew that they would be great to work with. Fine individuals. Okay. So, let us begin with our next guest. Do you want to introduce him, Alisa? I think that you've communicated with him a little bit.
Hi, Richard.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Richard.
Hi, Alisa. Hi, Carl.
Richard Russell.
Richard
Russell. You are also one of the people who was kind enough to post something on my Facebook when I asked for people who have been affected by the show to come forth and tell their stories. And this is what I had in mind. I want to start doing more worshiping the audience, so to speak, because the reality is that I can sit here and talk all day long, but it's those of you who actually walk the walk and change your lives that give the show its collateral. So tell me your story, Richard. Where did you start?
Well, Carl, that's actually what you're talking about is what attracted me to the show to begin with. I've been listening mostly on podcasts. I rarely get a chance to catch the show live. But been catching up on past episodes for going on about a year now, and mainly because of, although I love your rants, and since you've added the Casual Fridays and Elisa's joined the show, You know, I really enjoy hearing the different guests that you bring on, you know, getting to get the inspiration by not only the listeners when you bring them in, both reading the emails and things that people have put on the listener line, but hopefully this is a regular feature you're going to do every couple weeks or every month. You know, but always listening to folks like Peter Rouse, Dr. Smith, Dr. Kekich, Brooks Kubrick, Mike Mahler, all these folks.
Yeah.
You know, your value to me, I used to be, as you said, you know, where did my journey start? I'm going to be turning 40 next week.
Cool.
And so certainly as a childhood, I had kind of the ups and downs. As I became more into my teens and into my early 20s, I had a strong focus on health. I had a strong focus on my own personal fitness and so on, which the intensity of that slid from being a focus to just being a strong interest. And now the pendulum's kind of swinging back the other way, and I need to put a focus on that if I'm going to be around for a lot longer. One of the names that I just dropped, Dr. Kekich.
Yeah, David Kekich. Great guy. Great guy.
Excellent. Yeah, you had him on an interview, which was quite inspirational. I had stumbled across his project and some of his writings a few weeks before you had him on the show, which was quite interesting. But one of the things mentioned in on the show is adding blocks to his grid. He took a look at his life, and he had seen that it was more than half over. And there's no way to really get that time back, so he needed to add blocks to the grid at the end. And that's kind of where I'm looking at now, is I've got the strong focus on health, longevity, and life extension. So adding years to your life, but also adding life to those years, is where I am. Like many of your listeners, I'm inspired by and focused on the health aspects. Many of your listeners are also focused on the physical culturist, the bodybuilding side. Although I'd like to add some size and shape, I've been in good shape. I'm not currently now. I'm about 217 this morning, and I'd love to be at 217 in 6 months, but just recomped back to where I used to be.
There you go.
Keeping some of the muscle that I'd gained in the past, and certainly shedding some of the extra fat weight that I'd added.
How do you train?
Previously, I used to do, you know, you started out with the, you know, your upper-lower split or your push-pull splits. I had gotten a little bit more sophisticated and, you know, did push, legs, pull, rest, tried to do cardio, tried to row in the mornings or do treadmill, you know, that kind of stuff. Right now, I train mainly yard work. So it's getting back into the swing of things. I think, Elisa, I put in my Facebook message, I'm very much at the start. You know, I'm not going to be putting up a beginner photo.
Cool.
Because I just said a few minutes ago we didn't have a before and after, so that's why we don't have a before and after.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep, I have the before, and I can get that up and hopefully be posting quite a few afters, progress photos. And, you know, setting a goal for a 30-day goal, a 90-day goal, 6-month, 1-year, 2-year, and 5-year goals. Hopefully get the opportunity to work with some of the folks that you've had as guests, you know, Peter Rouse, Mike Mahler, or a couple at the top of that list. But again, where the focus is not to compete or even to really build that type of physique, but to be more of a balanced, and the focus really being on the health and the life extension and longevity side of things. It's a little bit different focus, but squarely in, you know, what Superhuman Radio is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
And, you know, a lot of people, when we talk about bodybuilding on this show, they kind of miss the message. When I talk about bodybuilding on this show, I'm talking about the two words, bodybuilding. And
body, not necessarily competing.
Yeah, not. Yeah, I'm never going to sport a banana hammock and get up on a stage.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not. I'll do it for you. But no, I mean, you know, to me, I look at it like, look, you must pay attention to how much muscle you carry if you want to get through life and have, as you put it, you know, to have more. What did you say? Life in your. What do you say?
Building blocks.
Living in his life, or no? He used an interesting analogy before.
Adding more years.
Life to your years. Life to your years. You know, in order to have more life in your years, you have to be able to be ambulatory. You have to be able to push yourself out of a chair or even lift boxes and stuff like that. The only way you're going to do that is to keep growing new muscle. So, and the way I look at it is this. If I'm going to learn how to play a piano, I'm going to go to a guy who plays for the Philharmonic. I'm not going to go to the kid next door who plays barely better than I do. And if I want to learn how to build muscle, I'm going to go to a guy who does it to make a living. Now, granted,
absolutely,
I may not ever use all the drugs that he uses. I may use a couple of them. But I definitely think that he's going to know the fastest, most efficient way to absolutely build muscle. And muscle's important to me. Muscle is part of the longevity equation. You must be carrying some muscle. When you hit 60 and 70, that is what's going to keep you from becoming diabetic, muscle. I mean, exercise reverses, well, let's put it this way. You won't become diabetic if you have enough muscle on your carcass. That's the bottom line.
Right. So. Well, that's one of the things that I'm looking at is, you know, as I mentioned, I'm hitting 40 next week. One of the things that I was playing with some phrases in my head was, you know, my midlife crisis. Well, if you look at the current accepted, you know, longevity lifespan for a male in the United States is 78 years, thereabouts. 75, 76 years, thereabouts. Well, I would be over my midlife crisis. I don't want that to be my midlife crisis. You know, I want at least the 60, you know, 60 to be my midlife, and then just getting into the best parts of my life, getting into my prime. You're very fond of your phrase of, you know, at your age. Oh, that's a good, you know, whatever health marker at your age. No, it's not. Stop making concessions for these things. You know, we need to be healthy. We can be as healthy as in our 20s and 30s, and we should maintain that. However, where I am now is hopefully a preventative. I haven't developed any major illnesses. My father does suffer from diabetes. There was cancer on my mother's side, but it was more, you know, all those things we may be predisposed to, but if we take care of ourselves, we may be living with the disease, but not with the symptoms of it, that sort of thing. If we put as much effort into these things now as preventive, both external and internal, you know, hopefully we never need to deal with those. I think, Elisa, on one of your recent comments on that type of, I think it was on skincare, but, I was actually on the SNS and rheumatoid arthritis, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't say it, but what I heard you saying is that, you know, you're dealing with the disease every day just like your relatives are, except your pain is preventative. You're in the gym, you're sweating, you're taking good care of yourself, so you're there for everyone else, being able to be part of their lives instead of being a burden on them. And you didn't, you know, you didn't come to that that statement being a little harsh toward your relatives, but you know, you are experiencing the same pain because of the disease. If you look at it as some of what you're doing is to stave off the symptoms.
You're exactly right.
You know, and she has had these discussions with some of her relatives. And one time, she had a discussion with one of her relatives who suffers from rheumatoid arthritis as well as probably something similar to fibromyalgia. She has a certain type of myalgia, and her relative became insulted. How dare you tell me that this is because of the way I eat and the lack of exercise? And didn't she say to you that you were addicted to exercise?
Yes, she told me I was addicted to exercise. And, you know, it's too bad they don't get it like you got it. You know, it's just your way of life. It doesn't have to be genetics like Dr. Rouse is always talking about.
Yeah, we talk about epigenetics all the time.
Yes.
So, but anyway, yeah. So what show stands out in your mind that you listened to that kind of made you feel like, wow, this show has a good message?
You know, I can't single out any single one, mainly the ones where you're focusing on both the good aspects of our food supply, our supplementation supply, as well as the bad aspects, things like the Frankenfoods and the genetically modified and all those sorts of things. But those types of myth-busting,
yeah.
You know, going in and really trying to dispel what some of the mainstream what they're telling us is the way we should eat, what sorts of choices we can make at the grocers or at the...
This morning we were watching a morning show while I was on the internet, and they had a chef up there who was talking about Michelle Obama's new abandonment of the food pyramid, and now she's going to the food plate. Right?
Uh-huh. The food plate, right?
And he's saying, well, the first lady really wants to help people get healthy, and guess what they had in the plate? They had green beans, which were good.
They had whole wheat lasagna.
Whole wheat lasagna and some other potato product.
Yeah, there was a potato product.
Potato product, whole wheat lasagna, and green beans. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, first of all, where's the protein? And second of all, the message is the same. Keep eating wheat. Keep eating corn. Keep eating soy because we grow it here. And we need to do something with it. So we need to get people to eat it. Thank God. Thank God that they don't grow you know, I don't know, pick something disgusting, because the government would be telling us, hey, you should be eating that too. I mean, we're eating these foods not because they're abundantly healthy. They may have some marginal health benefits, but when you weigh the health benefits with the negative effects, they're not good to eat. And the only reason why they're being pushed by the government is because the government is heavily financially invested in these crops, and they need to do something with it. So they want us to eat it.
So anyway, Richard, I applaud you. I applaud you for beginning your journey. That's awesome.
Well, it's a minefield out there, and certainly when you start getting advice, you know, the whole wheat lasagna, depending on what it was made of, you know, that making the switch from a white flour noodle to a whole wheat noodle, well, it really does depend on the source of that. Of course, it's not quite as healthy as they make it sound, but those little choices are where you can really get tripped up. You know, the advice is not always good advice. And, you know, one of the things, you know, small steps, sure. But, you know, if I replace a cup of coffee that, you know, is laden with sugar and half or heavy cream with a cup of green tea, that's a healthy choice.
Yes.
Right.
Switching
yeah.
from, you know, Lay's potato chips to Doritos because they're corn, but they're baked. It's a little bit healthier choice. It's a step in the right direction, but perhaps you could cut that out and go with the sweet potato chips.
It's
that
not,
you made
yeah, there you go. You know, I would get sweet potatoes and make my own chips out of them if you really want
exactly.
that chip thing. Because mm-hmm. the truth of the matter is the corn is no good. It's just no good. Corn is not, I mean, I have guests on this show where I ask them where they stand on corn and they're like, no, I don't like corn. Like Cassandra, Dr. Mm-hmm. Forsythe. I mean, she loves corn. So what am I going to say? Hey, Cassandra, that's wrong. Corn is no good. They use corn to fatten animals up. Think about it. Next time you decide to put corn in your mouth, this is just going to turn into fat. So, but anyway, the bottom line is you're thinking about these things, and that's the important thing. And the truth of the matter is I don't have all the answers on this show. Even my guests don't have all the answers. This is unfolding.
Well, and you have to find what works for you, too.
There you go.
Right. And that's where, to answer your question, and then we can take, I guess, move me on to the next caller, but, you know, definitely where the contribution for Superhuman Radio and my journey is definitely helping to, be a consistent source of information and motivation and help regain and keep that focus that I had in the past, keep the fires going, and hopefully I'll be a contributing member of the community. And that helps me stay focused, too.
You, as a matter of fact, do you have aspirations of moving into the fitness nutrition industry someday?
Absolutely, yeah. That's, you know, as I get to the point where I need to be true to my goal, stop being sidelined by some of the other things, you know, that we all fall into to make a living instead of living the life kind of thing, that is definitely a conversation that I need to have with you, Elisa, and a few of the guests, because they're going to be instrumental in helping me craft the next stage of this.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I know Elisa had told me, right, that he wants to maybe do some blogging and stuff like that.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Well, we're there for you with the journey, so that's not a problem.
All right. Yeah, Elisa, you'll need to help me on the title. Is it Becoming Superhuman or is it Superhuman in Training?
Both of those.
It could be both.
Yeah, both of those are
those
good.
Both,
I like
they
them both.
They both sound good.
Anyway.
As right, a Gemini, well, right? We'll use
that?
Both of those.
Yeah, there you
Gemini.
Go. He is a Gemini. That's right. Yeah.
So Carl's birthday is next week as well. When is yours?
I heard. Congratulations. Mine's on the 7th.
And mine is the 11th.
This is the 11th.
7-11. 7-11. Lucky 7-11.
Lucky 7-11.
Well, we look forward to hearing more of your story, so keep us posted on what's going on, Richard.
Yeah.
Great. Watch it unfold. Be a part of it. And thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You know, it's Dr. Andrew's birthday next week, too, I think.
Is it really?
I could be wrong. I'm almost positive. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But I
think you're right.
Yeah. I think it's Dr. Andrew's. I think his is the 12th. Mine's the 11th. His is the 12th. Or his the 10th and mine is the 11th.
Yeah, I think so.
So we have to make sure that we wish Dr. Andrew a happy birthday. We will not miss you getting older. We will be there with you.
He's in his 20s.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, big deal. Like, he could, you know, you know what? When you're in your 20s, every birthday should count as 5. So you get up here faster.
And then as you get older, they start subtracting.
Subtracting 6. Add 5, subtract 6. I like that. So by the end of my life, I'll actually be 4 years old again. That's what I want. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have Kathy Miller on.
Yes, Tom's lovely wife.
Yes, you were going to say better half. I know you are. That's okay. She probably is. We'll be right back.
Told you things I did before. Told you how I used to be. Would you?
Q10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Branched chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Great song.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
I'm dancing in my seat. I'm old enough to know who Sergio Mendez is, by the way. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus, but it's the truth.
I'm going to let you do the introductions this time.
Okay. All right. Actually, our next guest has a very, very interesting story to tell. A great example in bravery in the face of the message of modern medicine. It is the lovely wife of Tom Miller. It's Kathy Miller. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
And I say lovely specifically. I saw your before and after pictures. You're hot.
Oh, well, thank you.
I know. Now I know what Tom meant when he said he feels that he and I have a lot in common, including that we're both over our heads with our women. So.
Oh, no. Anyway. Well, thank you very much.
All right. So tell me where you started.
Oh, I wanted to say hi.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Kathy.
Sorry.
I feel like you're my friend. I talk to you on Facebook so much. How are you?
Yes, we do. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Actually, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you there.
Thanks, Carl.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead now.
Okay. So tell me about your journey, where it started. Did it start when Tom's started, or did it start independently?
It started after I met him, and I was in an abusive marriage for a few years, and probably as unhealthy as anybody could be. And when we got together, and we've been married for 2 years almost, he started telling me about exercise and, you know, wanted me to eat healthier and take supplements. And I've been doing that thanks to him and his support. And I have lost just about 40 pounds since last year.
Wow.
And
in your photos, it looks like you've also redistributed also.
I think so. I didn't actually realize it till the difference until I looked at both pictures side by side the other night, and I was quite happy with the change.
Yeah,
you said you were doing a happy dance.
Yes, I was doing a happy dance.
You have a cute figure, you know. It's a, and so now, is that the figure you had when you were young?
I am happier with myself more now in my low 40s than I was when I was younger.
That's a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It yeah. really is. I never thought that you could feel that way, you know, when you hit a little over 40, but I do. I really do.
Now, your story goes even deeper. Not only, first of all, were you physically abused?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So this makes sense now to me. Your story goes deeper in what I like to call bravery in the face of the mainstream message. And the mainstream message is trust your doctor, take your pills, be a good citizen, you know, eat the stuff that the government tells you is good for you, and just go quietly into that box at the end of your life. You bravely started to challenge your physician with some of the drugs you were on, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to tell me, can you tell the audience what drugs you were on that you have gotten off of now?
I was on an antidepressant, okay. Which was Zoloft, and I've been on that for a few years, but I've been on and off of probably many kinds of antidepressants since I was 16 years old.
Really?
Yes. And about 3 months ago, I've been seeing a new doctor for about 3 years, and probably about 3 months ago, I went to him and talked to him, and he had discussed my changes over the past 3 years, and I told him that my husband and I had talked, and we felt like I was healthy and happy enough in my life now that I really wanted to come off of it.
Right.
And he said he agreed.
Wow. Now, there's a good doctor.
Yes, he is a very good doctor.
That's wonderful to hear. Okay, so did he titrate your dose of antidepressants? They cut it in half for 2 or 3 weeks, then cut that in half for 2 or 3 weeks?
I started going, instead of every day, I went to every other day for about 3 weeks.
There you go.
And just, you know, weaned myself off of it.
Is Zoloft, is Zoloft a capsule or a tablet?
I think it was a tablet.
Okay. So that makes sense. You can cut it in half and take it every day, or you can do every other day the same thing. So you did that for 3 weeks, and then where'd you go from there? Every third day?
I only had probably about that amount of weeks left in my pill bottle, and I asked him, would that be okay? And he said he thought so. So I just kind of, you know, went every other day for about 3 weeks.
Were you scared?
At first, because in the years past, when I had tried to go off of it or took myself off of it, I got really quiet and just kind of kept to myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew in my heart that I was so much happier in my life now that it was going to be a good change, but I was still scared.
Right.
And been off of it maybe a little over 3 months now, and I see just how happy I knew I was.
Wow.
Because I have not needed it at all.
That's awesome.
God bless you. You know what? You're a brave person. You're a brave, brave person, because a lot of people, once their brain chemistry changes, they would be so afraid to step through that door. Mm-hmm. And especially because of the messages we get constantly bombarded with, that, you know, everybody needs to be on an antidepressant today. God forbid you're unhappy. You know what I mean? You know, it's like some people have reason to be unhappy. If you're in an abusive marriage, you should be sad and depressed. That's a legitimate reason to be depressed.
Yes.
Weren't you on cholesterol medication as well?
Yes, Alyssa. I was taking Crestor, and I've probably only been on that for about 3 years. My cholesterol used to be, they said, the lowest they'd ever seen, and then all of a sudden, about 3 years ago, it was the highest. And I had been dieting and exercising, especially a lot the past probably year since March of last year, because I got laid off, And now I just, you know, exercise and do yard work and swim when the pool's open and do things like that. And it's helped to lower my cholesterol enough that my doctor okayed me to go off of that also at the same time I went off the Zoloft.
You are so lucky. That's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
You know, and interestingly enough, a lot of the commercials that are promoted by the statin drug industry always make it sound like, you know what, diet and exercise are not enough. You need Crestor. It's like that's they tell people. Oh, it's not the fettuccine Alfredo. It's your uncle Alfredo. Remember that commercial?
Yes.
They actually did that. It's like, oh, you know, it's not your fault. You have high cholesterol, but you got to take this. And now the statin industry is running for the hills, trying to find new uses for these drugs because the research is starting to mount that cholesterol has nothing to do with heart attacks, as we've been saying on this show for over 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you for getting off that stuff, too.
Well, I can tell, you know, the big difference in the diet, how my cholesterol went down over, you know, I go every 6 months to have it checked. And thank goodness, after going off of both of these, when I go back in September, he said if it's still low through diet and exercise, he will not put me back on it at all.
That's great. Kathy, aren't you also becoming a personal trainer as well?
I just got my fitness and nutrition certificate about 2 weeks ago. I finished it.
Oh, congratulations.
And, thank you.
So are you working with a specific gym right now, or are you just looking for people freelance? How are you doing that?
We hope freelance eventually. Tom, he's wanting to get his personal trainer certificate. And I just got that, and basically, like I said, I've been laid off, so I just took the opportunity to do that while I'm at home and also to educate myself more.
That is so admirable. That's wonderful. And people will come to you because, you know what, you'll be able to tell this story to some soul, some woman, some man who feels the same way you did but doesn't know how to get to where you are right now,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be a great addition to the personal fitness industry.
Well, thank you.
Fantastic.
I was at a point where I never thought I would be where I'm at now, and I'm very thankful.
Do you think that the way you eat has a lot to do with your ability to get off the antidepressants especially? Are you eating more fat? Let me ask you this question. Are you afraid of fat, or have you embraced fat?
I try to eat no fat or low fat. But I'm not as strict as Tom is. I can't eat some of the things he eats. I have to have more flavor in my diet. I like a lot of salads and grilled chicken and everything else pretty much low fat or no fat.
But don't be too afraid of fat. Fat is good. Actually, healthy fats are good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're good for your brain. They make your brain happy. In fact, there's numerous research studies out there that show that fish oil is as effective as Zoloft.
Mm-hmm. I take fish oil.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't
be too afraid of fat, and it's not a bad thing, and it's not going to lead to high cholesterol either, as long as you keep exercising and you back away from the sugary and starchy carbohydrates, because that is where high cholesterol comes from. People miss the boat when their doctor says, your triglycerides are really high and worrisome. And we should look at the doctor and go, let me ask you a question. Triglycerides, that doesn't sound like a fat. Oh, well, you know, it's actually made up of glucose and fat. Oh, so maybe I should cut the carbohydrates out. Oh, no, don't do that, because we need to keep selling that corn and that wheat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think about it, it all comes back to the same story. But anyway, you have a question for
Kathy? No, I just wanted to tell Kathy in her photo, your hair looks really nice and healthy, too.
Oh, thank you.
Have
I
you
love
noticed
yours.
That? She loves yours. Have you noticed that change in your hair from your diet?
Yes, I have. I wished it looked healthier, but I have noticed the difference over the last 3 years, yes.
Yeah. Now, where do you stand? I asked Tom this question about hormone replacement therapy. If it gets to the point where he can't get his testosterone levels to where he wants, will he look at hormone replacement therapy, which was something I had to do in 2007 to change my life?
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Will you look to HRT at some point, do you think?
Yes, probably, if it needs. Yes, if I need to. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, good.
I was just going to say good.
Yeah. Because don't women especially, when they go through menopause, estrogen is a very, very important hormone. It's neuroprotective. I've said this on the show numerous times. I cannot say it enough. Men develop Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis at a threefold higher rate than women until women go through menopause.
Wow.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to go, I guess when you go through menopause, your brain becomes exposed to these damaging effects. How can I keep myself from going through menopause? Well, HRT is one of the ways.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually, I'm in early menopause because I had to have a complete hysterectomy emergency surgery.
Okay.
And I took it for a while, and I could only take like 1 milligram a day because I had endometriosis.
Uh-huh, right.
So after a while, I went off of it because I didn't feel that I needed it because I didn't have as many hot flashes as I was in the beginning.
Right.
So I've actually not been taking any.
But you were probably taking Premarin or Prempro or something like that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't want that. That's all your doctor will offer you. You want bioidenticals. You either want creams or the pellet. You don't want anything that, first of all, comes from a horse because those are all conjugated equine estrogens and progesterones, number one. It was told to me by several very intelligent doctors that humans only possess 3 types of estrogens and horses possess something like 16.
Oh, wow.
So you're getting these estrogen forms that you don't even need, number one. But more importantly, those are methylated. And they're very, very tough on the liver. And the methylation process is designed to keep the liver from destroying the hormone and get more of it into your bloodstream. Actually, is the reason that you get blood clots and uterine cancer and breast cancer from hormone replacement therapy. It's not the hormones. So you need to get your hormone panels done. And make sure that your estrogen, especially since you're getting leaner, because the fat cells produce estrogen in women. So as you get leaner, your body's going to produce less and less estrogen. You need to get your hormone panels done and make sure that you keep your testosterone and estrogen and progesterone levels at healthy levels to keep protecting your body. But go for bioidentical hormones, not that stuff that your doctor wants you to take orally. That stuff is no good.
Okay.
Okay. So just keep that in mind.
Well, I will sure check into that.
Okay. You're smiling. Why?
Because it's true.
Yeah. Doctors will scare the bejeebers out of you when they talk about hormone replacement therapy, too. But that's because the stuff that they dispense is really no good for you. So anyway, you've started your journey of being superhuman. Are you enlisting family members? Have you found that your family members are embracing you, or are they afraid that now that you've done this, they have to get off their keisters and do it too?
Probably 50-50, 50% embrace you, and then you have, like, the mother who says, I think you've lost enough. I think it's your goal, but it's you, and you have to do what you know is right and what you feel good about.
Right.
And I'm realizing that now.
And it makes it easier when you take the journey with someone else, like you and Tom doing this together. You have the same desires and goals and ideals. That definitely makes it better, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I could not do it without his support. The happiness alone just makes you so much better.
And that's a message to those of you out there who are embarking on this journey by yourself. Don't do it by yourself. Take your wife, take your girlfriend, take your husband, take your boyfriend by the hand and say, look, I'm going to make these decisions for myself. I want you to join me. I want you to do this with me. And we will both live longer. We will both be stronger, and we will have more to do together.
Yeah.
Because the mistake I think that is a lot of people embark on this, and the other significant other kind of sits back and watches and feels left behind or left alone or abandoned, and they end up falling apart just because one person chooses to be healthy.
And that's true.
So you have to do it together. Listen, Kathy, I want to thank you for coming on the air and talking about your story today.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, it's nice to talk with you, Kathy.
Nice to talk with you too, Alyssa. I enjoy your show so much. I don't get to listen to it as much as Tom does, but I try to listen to it a few times a week when I can.
Do you have an iPod?
No.
Tell him Carl said he better get you an iPod for your anniversary.
Okay, I will tell him that.
There you go. Okay?
Okay.
Hi, listen, thanks a lot for being on the air.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Alyssa. You have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to have another guest. These other two guests were late drop-ins. I couldn't connect with them sooner to confirm. But we have two more people to talk to. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. It is Listener Worship Day. We'll be right back.
Suicidal when you say it's over. Damn all these beautiful girls. They only want to do you dirt.
few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Oh my goodness, where did that song? Good thing this is an adult show.
Oh no. I thought you took that out of the rotation.
No, I took the one about I don't want no short D word men. All right, so now that we've shocked you with that little piece of X-rated music, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. And our next guest is also a listener of the show, Adam Kalamia. How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. And interestingly enough, you have something in common with Elisa, don't you?
Yes, from what I heard.
You guys are both Sicilian.
Congratulations.
There you go.
Have you been back to Sicily?
Oh, I haven't. It is definitely on my to-do list, though.
Yeah. I've been there visiting my family there. It was awesome. You need to go. You have to do that.
Yeah, I've actually tried to look for my family tree and so on, and it's come amiss every time. It ends with my grandparents that came over.
Really? And you tried that whole thing with what is it called again?
Ellis Island.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you tried?
I haven't tried that one. I tried Ancestry.com. They sent me a few things, but it was, like I said, immediate family only.
Go to ellisisland.com.
No, it's .org.
.org. Go to ellisisland.org, and that's where I found a lot of information about my grandparents and great-grandparents and so on.
But okay.
I had a lot of it already, but we just kind of verified it anyway. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So, Adam, when I ask people to write a little something about themselves and how the show affected them, you not only wrote, but you put your picture up there, too. And you look great, man, first of all.
Thank you.
Tell me your story about your journey. Where did you start?
I guess you can say back in junior high, high school, I played a little bit of sports. Never got too serious into it. I kind of fell off onto the bad side of things, I guess you can say, and took a different route and became one of the most laziest people you've ever met. I basically slept all day, went out all night, and ate every piece of wrong food that you can imagine. Growing up, though, I had a high metabolism, and you know, it never bothered me, never affected me at all. I never really gained any weight or anything. And it was probably about a year ago to where I started getting into, you know, bodybuilding is the field that I wanted to go into. And I started doing a lot of research, checking into a lot of things. And I used to be a big person against creatine because I've always noticed when I took it, I had that bloat look, and that's not what I wanted. So after digging in and digging in and digging in, I found out I was doing everything wrong. That's why I was looking that way. So it's been about a year now, and, you know, I've just been working out real hard. I've actually thought about going into some professional fighting, kickboxing to be specific.
Cool. Now, have you ever done any of that before?
I took Taekwondo when I was younger, and probably about 15 or 16 years old. And, I mean, me and the teacher kind of had a fallout, and it really wasn't teaching me anything. You know, it was based on points, and I was more of a go-into type guy. And after that, I went into boxing, and I love boxing. It's just that back then I used to smoke cigarettes, and getting up at 5 a.m. to go run some bleachers just wasn't on my criteria. So strayed away from that, and, you know, I've just been lost basically for the last, I guess you can say, 6 years of my life.
How old are you, Adam?
I'm 27. I'll actually be 28 in July.
Okay.
Cool.
So,
how did you find Superhuman Radio?
Podcast. I actually got a iPhone not too long ago, and I was just looking for some things. I drive a tractor for a living, so I'm on there almost 8 hours out of the day, and I just needed something to get me through the day. And I started off looking for some meditational type things, and I saw the show, and I was like, okay, I'm really into fitness now, and everybody who knows me now is like, they consider me a health nut, which is like totally opposite of what I was.
Isn't that funny? Like, as soon as you take any kind of steps to like clean up your nutritional act and exercise, people either call you a health nut, a zealot. I remember one day being in L.A. at my cousin Giovanni's restaurant and talking about the way I eat, and this girl who happened to be sitting at the table started to refer to me as the food Nazi. I was like, just because I watch what I eat, I'm a food Nazi? I mean, so in other words, if you don't eat like crap, like the rest of the sick individuals in this world, they don't like you. You're not in their club, you know? So.
Right. That's why I remember listening to a show, and it was about dietitians, and, you know, going to a dietitian who is obese trying to tell you how to eat. I agree with that, and I've said that before I even, you know, heard about your show.
Right.
And I'm the same way with nurses as well. It's just they're putting them through school right now just to get a degree so they can have plentiful people out in the field. And it's like, why would I go to somebody and take their word when, you know, they're nothing of what I want to accomplish?
Right. And that should go for doctors, too. If you go to a doctor and he's fat and unhealthy looking, turn around and walk out.
Yeah,
you know, I think people should start interviewing doctors. They should call and they say, I'd like to come in and have an appointment with Dr. So-and-so because I'd like to interview him. Watch what the staff does. What? You want to interview him? Yeah, I want to make sure that he's the kind of doctor I want to go to before I commit to a physical. And, and that's going to be part of the show that we talk about, how to choose a doctor. And then go in there and ask this doctor a bunch of questions. And then and look at him and, like, have a pad and go, okay, you're fat, your teeth are rotting, You've got really bad breath. You look unhealthy and pasty. I want to go into a doctor and say, now tell me, doc, how many medications are you on? I'm on six medications. Okay. You're not for me. I got to leave now. That's it.
I'm also anti-pharmaceutical when it comes to things like that, just the prescribed medicines and all the, you know, different types of substances and chemicals that they put in here to make us better. But yet, it's every commercial you see for them, it's got so many side effects. It's like, which one do you want to live with?
Really? How does a doctor reconcile with, okay, I'm going to help you get over this symptom, but I'm going to give you these other 12?
Right.
Unbelievable. So tell me about your training. How do you train? Are you training like bodybuilding style? Are you training like powerlifting style? What do you do?
Actually, right now, Monday, I just started taking Super DMZ. And so I'm going back to a bodybuilding type form. And I took a lot from what I've learned from the show. And I used to be one of those hardcore 6 day a week type gym rats. And now I've cut it back down to three. And I do two different things on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then I'll do like a little bit of cardio and some sprint training on Tuesdays and Thursdays just to give myself a little bit more endurance. And honestly to say, right now, I've gained 5 pounds this week alone.
Oh, yeah. And that Super DMZ is powerful stuff.
Oh, it is.
Powerful.
I noticed yesterday while I was in the gym, just the strength and the power that I achieved. And I actually quit taking pre-workout supplements from listening to a show about the nitrous oxide and everything else. And if I want a little boost right now, I'll maybe have a little small cup of black coffee or something if I'm feeling a little down. And I usually take that with some brown rice for my carbs about an hour, 45 minutes before my workout. And that does me better because I've done Inno Explode and Jax, and I've noticed after like a few months, it's in the middle of my workout, I'll just feel like my heart's about to explode out of my chest.
Yeah.
And I was just like, something's not right with this.
Did that stuff have caffeine in it?
It has caffeine, green tea extract, yeah. Among many, many other things.
Yeah. Nah, you got to be careful with the stims. And, you know, young people tend to tolerate stims more so than older people because the heart is still pretty brand new, and it's like a brand new car. You know what I mean? It's like, but when you get older and you start using stims, you can start feeling that those missed beats and those flip flops. It's like, whoa, man. So I tell you right now, I am not a proponent of stims before working out. And the way I look at it is this. If you need stims to get through your workout, you need to look at some other things like the way you're sleeping and your diet. I mean, because stims are just artificially getting you through your workout. What good is that? What are you going to do? You're going to take stims when you're in a car accident and you need to yank yourself out of it? Like, oh, wait, I don't have the strength to get out of this car by myself. Where are my caffeine capsules? Because that's what I need in order to get that strength level.
And then you got to wait 30 to 45 minutes before they kick in.
Yeah, I mean, forget about it. You know what? You don't want to resort to stims if you can help it. But yeah, that Super DMZ is powerful, powerful. And personally, I would run it for 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Okay.
Instead of doing the whole 4 weeks on, 4 weeks, I would run it because I find that the body gets adapted to things in about a 2 week cycle. And also anything that's damaging, because Super DMZ is very powerful and it is methylated. In fact, it's dimethylated, which means that it's even tougher for the liver to break down. So absolutely make sure that you're taking your N-acetylcysteine, you're getting lots of whey protein, and vitamin B to aid the liver in the methylation process.
Okay.
Okay?
Definitely. I have some liver support that I take now, and also the multivitamin, it's a pack. It also has milk thistle in it as well.
Perfect.
So definitely making sure I'm taking care of that liver.
Yeah, perfect. That sounds good. So now you're driving a tractor, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. Which of the shows sticks out in your mind? Was there ever a show that you listened to and you thought, wow, this is a great show, and you've played it a couple times? Or
Definitely two off the top of my head, which was the one about women, where you discussed the book. I believe it was The Workout Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Cassandra Forsythe. Yeah, she's going to be back around.
My fiance is pregnant right now, and the baby's due in July. So I'm definitely trying to, she's in the school for physical therapy. She took a break, you know, due to the pregnancy. And me and her have a lot of debates on as far as the nutrition goes and, you know, so on and so forth. And it's like, I try to tell her that she can get a lot of things out of this show, and I really want her to listen to that one.
Yeah.
And that's the main reason why that one stuck out. And the other one was the gardening. I'm definitely trying to get my own garden going, especially with the Monsanto, as you like to say, and all that going on. It's just like, you know, with the child on the way, it's like I just don't want to feed anything to my child, to give my child anything that's going to affect her or her children to come. And it's just like it's not about me. You know, it's about my kid now.
Good
and
for you.
That right there is just a lot of motivation.
That's touching. I'll tell you something. Mm-hmm. That child is very, very lucky to have you as a dad. And I can tell you that right now, because that child is going to grow up through healthy diet and exercise. Learn, that child is going to learn early on the tenets of physical culture and proper nutrition. And while all of that child, his or her friends, are going to be getting sick, having difficulty becoming pregnant someday, or fathering a child, your child is not going to have those problems. Because you are making those decisions now. And let's face it, you're making them for yourself too. But that child is very fortunate. Very, very fortunate.
Very fortunate.
Adam, have you planted a garden yet?
Not yet. I'm actually looking for a spot, trying to get a good spot for it. I just got finished putting together a playroom for the child.
Oh.
So I kind of took a break for a little while and, you know, hopefully within the next week or two, because I definitely want to start growing my own corn, because I actually like corn, but Carl's got me staying away from it for right now.
For the GMO? Well, no, but I mean, look, if you're going to eat corn, just make sure it's not GMO corn. Find yourself some heritage seeds. Keep the seeds yourself so you can regrow your corn every single year from your seeds. If you want corn, eat corn. I got no problem with it, as long as you understand that you're going to have to do some things maybe to offset the potential to store fat from
right.
corn. But I'd eat corn. We actually have non-GMO popcorn.
I have some that I got that is non-GMO, right?
Right. It's organic non-GMO corn kernels for popcorn. And the other night we were watching a movie and Elisa said, "Let's have some popcorn." I was like, "Okay, let's have some popcorn."
Just a little bit. I mean, and it's been a long time since I've had it.
Right, right. So we had a little popcorn. So I'm not opposed to it. But if you're going to eat corn, definitely don't eat GMO corn, because that's
right.
the stuff that's going to cause problems with your offspring and their offspring through the negative epigenetic process.
And Adam, don't forget, if you don't have ground space to plant some things like herbs and things like that, you can do it in containers. I have basil in containers, spearmint. So a lot of it you can put in containers, not the corn, but some of the herbs and things you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, my main thing is we have a lot of trees in our yard. I want something to get, I'm trying to get a spot to where I can make sure it has enough, sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I thought about you the other day, and when I was cutting grass and I smelled mint, because there must have been some wild mint growing.
Well, that's cool.
And it was amazing. It's just first thing that popped in my head was the show.
That's very cool. Well, listen, I really appreciate you listening, and I applaud your journey, and I applaud you being a physical culture dad, because this child is going to have so much better of a life than his or her friends, just because you're not going to this child is going to learn from you. What they children become their parents. They learn from their parents.
I had a friend the other day say that they gave their child a microwave oven dinner, and I just about cringed.
Yeah, cooking in plastic
microwave, and then frozen food like that.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is sad.
It's very, very sad.
Kudos
to
you, Adam.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations to your fiance with the baby. We wish you all the best. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. Is there anything you want to say to the listeners before we depart?
Just one thing. If this is your first time listening, keep on listening. I've learned many, many things. And to y'all, I hope, you know, this doesn't go away and y'all are able to keep on the legacy of this show, just to put out there to the people who might not know or thinking that maybe I should go a different direction, and your show should hit somebody like it hit me, and hopefully somebody else's life will change as well.
Listen, thanks so much for being on the show today, Adam.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Adam.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have our last guest, but we saved the best for last. We're going to have Ben Wiley on, and he's got some interesting things to talk about as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio, my favorite day because I get to look at this beautiful goddess while I do this show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Our next guest, his name is Ben Wiley, and you got to love a guy who's from Brooklyn, because I'm from Brooklyn. And Ben not only lives in Brooklyn, but he owns a couple bars in Brooklyn, which means that next time I get to New York, you know where we're going to go, Elisa. We're
going to
go visit Ben, yes. Elisa wants to know if you serve wine, Ben. Do you?
Yes, we serve everything, hard alcohol, wine, and beer.
Okay, so there you go, sweetheart. You don't have to worry about it, because Elisa only drinks. So tell me, Ben, You have been listening to Superhuman Radio for about how long now?
I'd say over a year, between 1 and 2 years.
What led you to the show?
I think I was just Googling something about weightlifting, and somehow you popped up. Honestly, I don't really remember, but it was definitely an internet search.
Okay. So tell me about your journey to becoming more superhuman. Where does your story start?
So I'm 31 years old. I've always been fit, active, not sedentary. I've always been pretty lean, about 5'11 and about 175. So I never had any weight issues. But I was never, really kind of strong or overly into athletics either. I always just did little things at home with kettlebells and stuff to kind of stay where I was at, which was kind of fine. I mean, I thought that was normal and that's what you're supposed to do. And then listening to your show again and again and again, one day you had Brooks Kubik on. And just kind of, he was pretty inspirational anyway to listen to. But he said something about, spinning your wheels versus progressively getting stronger. And however he put it, it was just very succinct. And I thought, that's exactly what I'm doing. All I do day in, day out is, the same set of push-ups, pull-ups, kettlebells, whatever, which is good. But I'm the same size I've been for 20 years.
Right.
So why not, take the initiative? Why not, really kind of find out what this, kind of iron game. And I like the way you phrase it, physical culture. That really kind of hit home with me, too. So I just did what I had to do, and I Googled. I found a coach, put me on the strength and strength program, which are just the big compound exercises, back squats, deadlifts, overhead press, bench. Very little supplemental work in the beginning. That was it. I mean, we'd go in a 50 minutes of lifting 3 times a week, done. And just like everybody who really commits to this stuff will tell you, it works.
Right.
I mean, there's no such thing as it doesn't work. If you do the lifts, if you eat big, and if you sleep well, it works. And I just kind of impressed myself with what I was able to do. At the time when I started, I was 154. And as I stand here talking to you today, I'm 176.
Wow.
I'm over 20 pounds. And, not to boast or whatever, but I still have four pack of a six pack. So,
right.
I'm doing okay. I'm not into sleeveless t-shirts or anything, but I do look in the mirror a lot, engage, and I could not be happier. And so my entire approach has changed.
Now, are you married, Ben?
No, I have a girlfriend.
Okay. So has your girlfriend been with you through this whole journey?
No, we met and I was about 10 pounds lighter, we'll put it that way.
Okay.
So I was already beginning, but she's watched me change. And, it's nice to hear things like, you walk by and somebody says, wow, your back is really coming together. Or, just weird things like that. It's kind of nice to hear and it really gives me the fuel to keep going. And, I love it.
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend work out with you?
She's actually just starting to get into CrossFit.
Cool.
Where I used to lift, it was actually a CrossFit gym, a CrossFit box, as they call it. I didn't do the CrossFit stuff. I just used it for the powerlifting.
Right.
But I was so surrounded with the kind of community. I was pretty impressed by those people. I mean, it's a cool kind of modality or whatever. And so anyway, it really appealed to her. So she's just starting up with that. But she's fit. She's a bicyclist. And so she's got no problems.
But being a bicyclist, this is a totally different thing when you start lifting. And a lot of
exactly.
women, a lot of women shy away from it because they're afraid, I'm going to get too muscular. I don't want to get bulky. But the reality is when they start lifting, they get more toned and they actually look thinner.
Absolutely. And, there's a blog out there called, Strong is the New Skinny.
Really?
You guys don't know it. Yeah. If you don't know it, you should look it up. They have a Facebook page as well.
I think Dr. Forsyth mentioned that.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Okay.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's all about, like you had a guest on a couple of days ago, actually, it might have been Dr. Forsyth that you just mentioned, Elisa, and it's the same kind of stuff she was talking about, or the guest you had on a couple of days ago was talking about, lift like a man, look like a goddess.
That's her.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's the same idea as strong as new skinny. It's just, women, come on, lift weight. Don't be afraid of the weights. You're not going to turn into a man. You're going to look amazing. And I've seen transformations at the CrossFit box that I used to lift at. Women came in after having given birth, like weeks before or like a week before, honestly. And they're doing, deadlifts and squats and hang cleans. It's really amazing. It's really cool.
Now, you have a dog, right? You have a pit, right? Pit bull?
I do, yeah.
And I'm looking at a picture, and I'm trying to determine whether is he called House Wolf?
Well, I thought he referred to him, you know.
There's a picture of a ton of beautiful cuts of beef and chopped meat and some chicken, and it says House Wolf Fuel.
Yeah. So it's you had Dr. Peter Rouse on the other day talking about feeding dogs and cats.
Right.
And it's a great show. I've had Simon as a year and a half, and I've had him since he was about 2 months. So I've had him his entire life. And he has never eaten anything but raw meat and bones.
Good for you.
From me. And so I've been doing that since, you know, before. Well, I just found it independently of the whole kind of physical culture, kind of weight gain, kind of paleo thing. It was completely independent. And yet now I feel like, and I hate to sound kind of, I don't know, like mystical and stuff like that, but I feel like everything has come full circle for me. Because I feed my dog in a manner that I feed myself. You know, I'm a paleo. I hate that word, but you know, I'm a paleo guy.
Right.
I don't do grains. I don't do legumes. I do a little dairy now since I'm kind of gaining weight all the time. But I feed my dog purely that, and let me tell you, he has never once been sick. He has only been to the vet for the couple vaccinations that New York State requires. He is pristine. People comment me on his coat all the time.
I was just going to say, he's got a beautiful coat.
And listen to this. I bathed him one time in his entire life. People say, oh, my God, you must bathe him and comb him and everything all the time. It all takes care of itself.
See?
You know?
Yeah.
It all takes. I have never. Remember, you said something about brush. You know, you were making fun of people that brush.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm with you all the way. I have never brushed his teeth. It's the bones in the meat.
Right.
It's him crunching through the bones, and he has. I inspect his teeth all the time, pristine white.
Right.
Great.
As a matter of fact,
another thing, real quick. People always. I tell them that I feed him human grade food. You know. And they, it's not organic. I mean, I don't buy them because I don't have expensive. But, yeah. And people say right away, right? They're like, oh my God, that's so, you know, ridiculously expensive. You're lucky that you can do that. So I did a little project and I'll send you over the document. So I looked up all the prices for the, the foods that I see in retail stores around here, how much they cost on Amazon per pound. And then I took the three cuts of meat that I feed him. And I made up the per pound price and I estimated out exactly what it cost me to feed him for a year. And it's less than people pay for dog food in the retail.
Is that? Oh, you got to send that. I'll post that on the blog.
I will. I'm going to send it to you today. I worked it all out because people always say that to me. And, you know, they make it out because they're looking for excuses for themselves, really, is what they're doing. So they'll, you know, pin it on me. Oh, you're a small business. You have money. You're lucky. You have time. It takes me no time. I buy his food in my food shop, and it costs me less money than it costs you. What are you talking about?
Right, right. It looks like you feed him. You fed him some beef heart, too. Is this a beef heart picture on your
yep. I try to get a lot of organs.
Right.
Because, like you and Peter Rouse were talking about, you know, it's very nutrient dense. So I give him bits of liver pretty regularly, heart, anything I can find, really. I mean, the main cuts are muscle meat just because they're cheaper and more available.
Right,
easier
right.
for me to get a hold of. But anytime I can, hearts, I mean, if I could get brains, I'd give him brains, you know, anything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, it's funny when we're talking about how, like people will brush their dog's teeth. You don't have to brush their teeth when they eat natural, raw foods. The other day, Amanda Wolak, I think her name was, posted a picture. She's got a young, what looks like either a pit puppy or I'm not sure what kind of dog it was. It was a really beautiful dog. And it had a chicken bone, a drumstick. And it was a raw one. And she said, you know, this is the first time my little sweetheart has had the whole chicken with bone in. And someone commented and said, be careful. The bone can get stuck in the dog's throat. Yeah. And I immediately commented back. I said, that's only when you cook chicken. I said, who's telling little wolf pups to spit the bones out? Dogs can eat small animals, bones and all. As long as you don't cook it first, they're used to that stuff.
100% right. I mean, and you know, it's just a matter of people not knowing, you know. I mean, growing up. You know, we raised a dog, too, you know, with my mother. And we fed him, you know, normal dog food. And we didn't know. And I thought bones killed dogs, too, you know.
Right.
Because that's what the, you know, the meme is. But it's just, you know, just a little bit of education. And I, you know, I bring him to a dog run here in Brooklyn all the time. So we're constantly meeting people. And, you know, I just, if they're curious, I tell them. And I don't try to be a zealot about it. You know, in the beginning, like I've often heard you comment, you know, anytime you start something new in the beginning, you always want to be a zealot, right?
Right.
And change the world, right? When you get that little bit of
maturity or whatever, you calm down. And if they ask me, then I'll tell them. If not, say love me.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Anyway, so where is this journey going to take you? Have you now, do you serve food in your establishments?
No, we don't. We keep it real basic. We're both of them are. We have a lot of restaurants right near the bars. So you know what we do? We carry menus of all the restaurants, and we allow people to order in.
Now, what's the name of your bars, and where are they located?
So thanks. The first one is called Bar Great Harry, three words, and it's at it's on Smith Street in Carroll Gardens, 280 Smith Street. And the second one is called Mission Dolores, and it's in Park Slope. It's on 4th Avenue at Carroll Street.
So I was just going to say, Carroll Gardens is by Carroll Street, right?
Yes, yeah, Carroll Street kind of runs
through it. Right. I know where Carroll.
Through a lot of neighborhoods.
Because I went to grammar school on Clawson and Madison. I feel like I used to drive past Carroll Street when I used to go there. As a matter
probably
of fact, they used
Carroll
to
go, goes through a lot of neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's a long avenue. And so, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to open up a couple paleo restaurants where they serve exclusively, you know, grass fed beef and free range chicken.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you know, so before I opened the bars, I've worked in restaurants for years. You know, I was a cook, a line cook, and been a bartender in other people's bars, et cetera. You know, it's just a matter of cost, you know. It's tough. It's not easy. You know, you have to – I mean, there's restaurants here in Brooklyn, because Brooklyn has a lot of kind of hip, you know, young people, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of restaurants that make an attempt, you know. I mean, they're not failure or whatever, but everybody's into grass-fed beef and organic this and that, you know.
Good.
And they try. It's just that it's very expensive, you know. And it's kind of prohibitive, especially if you're out in the Midwest or something where, you know, just your general commodity prices are even lower. I mean, here, people are kind of used to charging, used to paying whatever, you know, $40 for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, you go to Ohio, I'm sure it's not the same or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I think it's really cool that you allow your customers to bring food in.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, we just figure, do what you're good at. And I'd rather not cook. I'd rather not do with the cost-benefit analysis of it all. I'd rather just serve beer, wine, and alcohol. I know it better. It's simpler. It's streamlined. It makes us friendly with the other restaurants. So, you know, it's not like you're in competition. You're just kind of ancillary businesses, and it works out pretty well.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So what do you want people to know about Ben Wiley before we sign off?
I don't know. Just, you know, regular guy, but I've learned that as long as you commit and you do it regularly, you can transform your body. And I know it's so cliche, it sounds like a corny commercial or something, but it's so true. And you don't need to spend a whole lot of time, money, or even effort. I mean, there is effort, obviously, but it's not like, you know, I was one of those people that thought, oh, if you want to change your body, you gotta run on a treadmill for 40 hours, you know, that kind of effort. It's not that, you know, this is dynamic, power, aggressive, you know, testosterone, be a man kind of thing. And that's, and not to be overly aggressive about it, but, you know, you've said on your show many times, and I agree, I think our society is kind of emasculating men more and more every year.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said for, you know, finding that kind of primal kind of energy and lifting something heavy, and a feeling that gives you is just palpably different. Than anything else we're allowed to do in this world, other than maybe professional fighting, like MMA or boxing.
Right.
And I think there's nothing but good things, nothing but good things to be gained from it.
Yeah.
I would, one caveat I would tell everybody, in the beginning, it's so worth it. Pay a coach, pay somebody that knows what they're doing to teach you these compound movements. Because I'm on my own now, but I spent 6 months with a good coach that every single session, you know, was telling me my depth on my back squat, you know, chin up, chest up, blah, blah, blah. And that stuff, you know, when you get up into poundages, I mean, anybody will tell you, right, it's scary. And
yeah.
If you don't have a power rack, you're screwed. So I would say definitely, you know, don't go to your normal global mirror gym and try to do a bunch of back squats with no power rack. You know, you're not going to get anywhere.
You know, I've said it so many times. People think that just because they can lift the weights that they're doing it right, that it gives them,
exactly.
and you wouldn't show that level of disrespect to a martial arts. You wouldn't say, well, I know how to chop, I'm going to go in and do karate. No, you take lessons, you find out how to do it. And people go into the gym all the time, they grab a set of dumbbells, they start doing something. I watched them, their form, I'm thinking, oh my God. And you know, I refrain from saying anything to anyone But I watch people and I think, oh my God, this guy or this gal is going to hurt themselves. But you know what? I learned a long time ago. You walk up to somebody and say, hey, you know, I hope you take this in the spirit that it's meant, but, you know, when you're deadlifting, you're leading, you got to keep your back locked when you lead with your legs. You're basically turning a deadlift into a stiff leg deadlift. And they look at you like, you know, who asked you? I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, and I did that when I was new into the game. And then I thought,
sure.
You know what?
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't ask you for help, you can't give them your opinion. They don't appreciate it. So you just have to watch them hurt themselves. That's all.
And you know, I mean, that just comes with age and getting used to something. I mean, I agree. When I'm in the gym, there's a place I live now. I'm just on my own. I have my headphones in. I don't say a word to any single person.
Yeah.
And I watch the guys around me. First of all, I'm the only one that touches the power rack. Nobody touches the power rack. Everybody's using the what's it called, Smith machine or whatever, the thing with the bar locked in.
Right, the Smith, yeah.
And these guys come in and they're doing these squats, you know, not even a quarter. These are 8 squats. You know, they're just bouncing the weight. They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
And it's fine. You know, it's fine, like, whatever. But, you know, they just, the proof's in the pudding, right? They see what I'm doing. And if they really care, they come up and they say, wow, you know, that looks like you know what you're doing, you know. I don't know what I'm doing, kind of, but, you know.
But you know more than they do, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen.
I haven't hurt myself, I'll put it that way.
There you go. And you're getting stronger, you're progressing. One last question.
Absolutely.
Who's that, who's the picture? Is that John, who's the picture of the strongman on your Facebook, profile?
Oh, that's Vince Gironda. He's giving the finger. He's giving the middle finger.
No. That's on your Facebook right now. There's a picture of. It looks like an old picture of.
I changed it. I used to have one of Vince.
Yeah,
Gironda,
I used to love that.
The middle finger.
I love that. I love that. Yeah.
That guy. I think it's. I you know what? I forget. I got it from one. There's a blog that's all about, you know, old time strongmen stuff. I think I heard Brooks Kubik mention it one time, and I went on. But it's just some old-time guy. I don't know. But I love those. That's the kind of physique I like, kind of big and thick, not necessarily all cut up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the whole cut-up budget thing, I mean, that's cool. I dig it when you're at the beach. But I like the more just kind of thick like a piece.
Well, when you think of a man, you were talking about masculinity and feminizing.
Yeah.
When you think of a man, you don't you think of a big, thick, strong, strapping individual. You know,
and if you
can have some abs at the same time, God bless you. You know,
yeah, that's kind of what I think. Also, you know, I've always been a bit of a contrarian, and you just don't see that image in our society today. It's all either, you know, skinny, like ripped up and thin, or just kind of a schmo sitting at a desk.
Yeah.
You don't see those big, real people that you know look like they have power. So I figure, what the hell? I don't see them around. I might as well give it a shot. If they could do it 50 years ago, I can do it right now.
There you go. There you go. You're on the right track, and your dog is lucky to have you, by the way.
Hey, thanks. It's been great. I really appreciate it. Your show is fantastic. Never stop, please. It's real inspirational.
I'm not going to stop this unless I die, and then I have to find somebody to take over for me. That's all.
Dr. Andrew,
because he's young. He's a young version of me with a German accent.
I like listening to that guy. I love his accent. It reminds me of watching a Werner Herzog movie. It's really funny.
He's the best. He's the best. Dr. Andrew is the best. I feel a very close kinship to him. All right, listen, Ben, thanks for coming on Superhuman Radio and sharing your story, man.
Sure. Cheers. Thank you, guys.
And we'll see you next time I'm in New York. We'll come look you up, okay?
Yeah, for real. I never travel. I'm here all the time.
All right. Take care.
Bye, Ben.
See ya.
All right. That's the end of Superhuman Radio. We hope you enjoyed all of the stories today. I know I did. I'm tired. I'm hungry. We have to go eat.
I have a story real quick.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's a baggie sitting on my table that has white powder in it. And I thought, I wonder if that's cornstarch. Has Carl got a strange new addiction to cornstarch? But actually, it's his BCAAs.
Yes.
And he took a couple tablespoonfuls of a few minutes ago.
Yeah. You know why? Because the BCAAs, when I start getting hypoglycemic, I can't eat during a show.
Uh-huh.
I throw like 10 grams of BCAAs down, and all of a sudden I wake back up again. I don't know if it's because it's the gluconeogenesis, or I don't know if it's the leucine interaction with serotonin receptors. I don't know what it is, but BCAAs definitely wake me back up when I'm getting hungry.
Is it psychological?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think
it
is.
Teasing.
Because if I take BCAAs too close to bedtime, I can't fall asleep. All right, well, there you go. You've listened to another episode of Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. And we will see you next week, right?
Next Friday, the day before Carl's birthday.
Hey, there you go. Maybe we should do a special birthday edition.
Hey, that would be a good idea.
I'll see if I can get in touch with any of my grade school teachers to come on. I actually can get in touch with a friend of mine that I started first grade, Arnold Freeman. All right, we'll see you next week.
Have a good week.
I'll see you Monday.
Bye.